it now for 2 months, and we've found that pretty much anyone, if you can do it, it takes 5 minutes long, and that's really what the sort of core opportunity is. And it's took me a while to actually come up with it. And the irony of it is that if your opportunity is really powerful, then it better be really simple. Mm. Okay, that's a weird thing to say. What the great challenge in the world these days is that you make them complex. And I remember when Nick and I were in Malaysia, like it would take me 4 days to explain what we were doing. That's partly because the market hadn't grown. And to try and get people to understand how the marketplace was going to grow, we went into this long thing. But in reality now, the reason why we exist is because when it fundamental freedom, security, all that sort of stuff for the average person is based on your wealth. And there is a huge problem with wealth at the moment. And the problem is that for the average person to build wealth, the market for shares and property are at the top of their cycle. And anyone who says that this market's going to change go up over the next 5 years is on trades. Okay? It may not collapse, and we actually hope it doesn't collapse. And not because it wouldn't be good for our business, because it'd be great for our business. But the fact is that our business are normal people, and if the market goes, it hurts a lot of people. So we'd be really happy if the market, the idea is that it's going to go up is a joke. The other area is cash, and there is so much cash in the world now that the interest rates are so low that when you talk to an average person, like I was just hearing on the way up here, this guy was talking to this person who had a check for $100,000, and he goes, well, what are you going to do with that? And he said, I'm going to put it in the bank. And he goes, why are you doing that? You put money in the bank today, you get, what, 0.5%, 1% interest rate? With inflation at 2%, plus fees, plus taxation, you actually lose money. And interest rates are expected to actually go down. So the classic wealth opportunity is when people looking at, this is a problem, okay? And the more you talk to people about it, the more of a problem it is. And so that's why the world is looking at crypto. They're looking for it because this isn't delivering. And it's not rare. There's at least 500,000 people in the UK that own crypto. Okay? And so, if you're talking about the problem that we solve, it's this one here. And this is nearly everyone in the world. All right? And this is the best solution because there's a boom happening and, in simple terms, we've had one growth boom. If I use US dollars, which is not pounds, it's what started. The last growth boom started at $200, and at the end of 2019, hit $20,000. And when people talk about crypto, most people focus on the fact that it hit 20,000 and then dropped down to like 3,000. People go, you don't want to go in there. It's because the market's dropped, okay? And as I say, Nick and I were talking when it was still at 3,000, saying, hey, the market's going to go up. And it's much easier now because the market is at 10,000. It's actually 11,000, 11,500 now. And all the positive things are saying it's going to go up to 25,000, 50,000, 100,000.
Hi, Christine.
So everyone's saying that they think it's going to go to whatever. The point is no one thinks it's going to go down. Everyone thinks it's going to go up. What they don't know is why it's going to go up. And this is the most fundamental thing you need to understand, okay? It is going up because the biggest financial institutions in the world are buying crypto, okay? And the reason why they're buying now is they need a platform. So the New York Stock Exchange, the NASDAQ, the London Stock Exchange, Toronto Stock Exchange, both German Stock Exchange, Singapore Stock Exchange, the largest brokers in the world, Fidelity, E-Trade, are all have launching their platforms. And because of them, the big money in the city, in every major thing, is now starting to buy crypto. And that's why. And this market, this boom, will happen whether the retail market, so like normal people, get involved or not. Okay? And that's why this opportunity is so big. And that's why they're saying it's going to go so fast. And it will happen. It is happening now. It's already started to happen. And over the next 12 months, who knows where this will go. Everyone gets it wrong. In 2017, everyone could not believe how fast it was going to grow. Okay.
When was it 200? Was that back in 2012?
Yeah, 2014.
2014. And it reached 20 in when? 17?
Yeah, 17.
20,000 in
17. Yeah, end of 2017. So that was the first boom. And it's very normal. This is first wave, second wave. This is Alta Vista, Google. This is MySpace. This is Facebook. This is a very normal evolutionary thing, which development of a technology. Okay. So this big one will initially be institutions. And so for us as Daxi, our job is simply to help the retail public join this boom. That's what we do. And to do that, the best product that, if you're talking about the mass market, and a lot of them are very unsophisticated, if you ask a professional financial investor, they would say the smart thing for you to buy is a portfolio product. We call that a bundle. Okay? A bundle of the three blue chip coins. And that's our number one product, is a portfolio of the three blue chip coins that the big financial institutions have said that they are buying. Okay? It's not, we did not pick which ones they were, it's they're the ones that the institutional platform said that they're going to buy. And we add that to our DAC coin. And the best way, and we also, because we're dealing with the public who aren't that confident, that's why costs £100. So if someone wants to buy this, the minimum they need to spend is £100. Okay. In reality, at the moment, the average amount that people are buying is actually sort of £2,000. But the next thing that will happen in the UK will be pensions. So in Australia, that we've already hit that, where we're having what they're called super funds. So we're having, in every day, the number of people super. So these are personal people putting pension money into crypto through Daxi. Okay, and the best way to understand it is you're not trying to buy. You don't need to work out. We designed this so you don't need to work out what Bitcoin and this is. That's why we don't call this Bitcoin or something like that. Because if you talk about Bitcoin, people have all these sorts of weird statements. This is just, I want to get involved with that, boom. Okay? And you're the professional, so I just buy blue chips. And I buy this. And the other thing people worry about is security, which they should do. We are the only platform, the only exchange platform in the world that has an A-plus security. Okay? There is another investment wallet that has A+, which is actually the most famous one in the UK, for blockchain. Blockchain has an A+ as well. And that's very good company to keep, okay? So we're really happy about that. And this was not an accident. As you guys are gonna hear later, to get an A+, you have to give up some marketing ability to prioritize security. So that's what we have. Then we have one other product, which we have our own coin called the DAC coin. So we have a thing called the DAC pack, where people just buy DAC coins. This coin is the, what we call it, is the community coin of the DAXI world, of the global world. And people buy that is because it has more potential. Where these things could go up by 5 times, this thing could go up 100 times because it just has the potential to grow. The price of this at the moment is 0.9%. People are excited about it because
0.75p, Ed.
What?
0.75p.
Because this is 0.75p, okay? And the reason why people are excited about this, probably 70% of all the money that comes into DAXI is actually coming in DAXI, because the price of this is going to go up by 50% on the 10th of September to whatever that 1.12 pence.
Someone's got up the numbers.
That's why you're here, mate. And really, this is our business. That's our business. We're new to the UK, but we're actually spread around the world as a company. We're launching now in the UK. And whatever you do, you need to get into crypto. You need to buy crypto. It doesn't make any difference. Things, you know, with DAXI, you can actually join this boom for £100. But and that's for us. We find there's a reason why it's £100. Because if you say you can't afford it, I don't believe you. I don't believe you. And we want to take away that whole issue of, oh, you know, how much is one Bitcoin? You mean I have to spend, you know, so many thousands of pounds to buy one of those things? The idea is just to go, you've got to get in the game. In reality, our 70% of our orders are reorders. Pretty much, you know, we're now finding, because we have experience in Australia, we're finding that the number of reorders that we're getting is starting to accelerate. Because we have so many people who joined with £100, £500. In reality, not as many people as we think join at £100. It's more like £1,000 or £500 or £3,000. You know, what is £200 for some people when you're talking about wealth things is £10,000 for others. And this presentation is what we do now. Like even if we have a sort of, if people come along to a hotel meeting now, literally what we found is that we tested this week, where we have a video of this presentation, and we show this part, stop, and then the person just talks about their experience. They show this part, stop. They just split it in four quarters, and it takes 25 minutes.
I like the way you talked about the inevitability of the second wave. Have you heard the expression, the early bird?
Catches the worm.
Do you know the next line?
Because the...
But the second mouse gets the cheese. And maybe your second wave is the second mouse.
Well, I've studied this curve for years. I have a book which sold 1.4 million copies in 20 languages based on this one graph. Okay, and because it occurs so often in everything, you know, you have a look at, I have so many examples, I've lectured so many times on this graph, it's not funny, because it happens so often, you know, literally when those people show me, when we designed DAXI, people were going, because we launched DAXI in the August of 2017, and there was suddenly this boom in crypto, and everyone's going, why aren't you launching? Because I already know how to do it. I'm not like some kid. I've done this sort of stuff before, and that's the thing. And I said, our business is not about that. I said, this one will be mad. will be a speculative boom and it will collapse hard, because they always do. The faster they go up, the faster they go down. The big thing is to know that there will be the second wave, and in the second wave, what companies will win? So this company was designed to win here, not there. And you'll see things of me writing in 2017 saying that for us, it's all about that. Okay? And that's why the thing is so cool for us. So whatever you do, so the other unusual thing for us is that we have this affiliate system as well. Because pretty much everyone who's joined the crypto space comes because a friend of them told them about it. Very few people have ever joined this space by going, oh, what's Bitcoin doing? I really need to put money into it. It's especially the public. Maybe a little bit different for investment world, but not the public. The public's there because I've been a specialist in systems that introduce the public to new financial opportunities. I've been doing that for 30 years. I literally wrote the flipping book on the subject. And the whole point is the public are very nervous about it, and they won't do anything until their mate does it. You do it? Yeah. Okay, I'll do it then. And so you have to design a program that works with that. But because this will be so big, so don't forget, in the UK, there'll be about 10 million people will buy crypto in when it really booms, which will be sometime between now and, I actually think it'll be early next year now. And that's maybe because I hope it is. I think the market will go FOMO, fear of missing out. I think the market will do that early, but I don't think the public will. And the reason is I think as soon as it really starts to go up, I think the government and the media and the banks will be going, oh, this is bad. Because part of this next boom is the changing of the whole way we bank, and people get scared. Banking freaks people out. Cool?
Thank you.
You happy? Are you happy? Yeah.